בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שני בשבת קודש, גימל באדר, לסדר, תצווה, זכור. So we are on page קוף למדלת. Yesterday the Or Lezion quoted the words of the Ramchal in דרך השם, who spoke about the fact that not only are we responsible for one another, but we are able to bring zechut, we're able to bring merit to one another with the mitzvot that we do and kind of take other Jews who are less meritorious than ourselves by piggyback. And he explains, V'semech li dvarav, midayita b'midrash pliya, amal lo yisav li Yaakov, o shneinu b'gan Eden, o shneinu b'geinam. V'amal lo Yaakov, ani ahavticha, v'ata senetani. Very interesting and kind of cryptic midrash. V'izbiru amfarshim al pi amuvan b'midrash, she'asiba she'aya Yaakov avinu yare b'sha'a sheba yisav likrato. Yaakov was afraid when Esav came to confront him, משום שבאותם שנים שהיה בבית לבן, ישב עשיו בארץ ישראל ושימש את יצחק אביו, ונמצא בידו זכות ישיבת הארץ וכיבוד אב יותר מיעקב. Yaakov was afraid. All those years that Yaakov spent in Lavan's house, Esav was still in ארץ ישראל serving יצחק. So he had the זכות of ארץ ישראל, he had the זכות of כיבוד אב, and Yaakov didn't have that. And that's why he was afraid that he would fall to Esav. Now he says, ולכן טען עשיו ליעקב, או שנינו בגן עדן או שנינו בגיהנם, כי אכן חסו ליעקב שתי מצוות בפרק זמן זה. Therefore, עשיו told יעקב, hey, either we're both going to go to גן עדן or both to גיהנם. Why? Because עשיו said, I'm superior to you during this time that I have these מצוות that you don't. ואמרו חזל, שמי שמחסיר אפילו מצווה אחת, נידון בגיהנם. Person who's missing even one מצווה, there's גיהנם for that. That everything has a חשבון. ואם בכל זאת יעקב יושב בגן עדן, משמע שההלכה כמאן דאמר, שאפילו לא קיים מצווה אחת, ינצל על ידה. וכיוון שעשיו קיים על כל פנים מצוות אלו, אם כן, מגיע לו גן עדן. So he says, עשיו is saying, hey, ממה נפשך? If you're sitting in גן עדן, even though you're missing these מצוות, then עשיו says, then I should be in גן עדן too. So what's פשט? And if I have to be in Geinam, Esav tells Yaakov, you're missing these mitzvot, so you have to be in Geinam with me. That's the midrash that Esav was telling Yaakov. Ach Yaakov avinu ana lo, she'asiba lekach, Yaakov says, hey, why do I get to be in Gan Eden and you in Geinam? She'afilu lo kiyem el mitzvah achat yinatzel al yada. Ki mi sheyesh lo ahavat Yisrael, zoche b'mitzvot shel chavero midin arevut. U'me'achar v'Yaakov mitzido ahav et Esav, hare sheyesh lo chelek b'mitzvot shekiyem Esav. אבל עשיו ששנא את יעקב לא זכה במצוותיו וגם לא יועילו לו אלו המצוות שקיים כי חיסר הרבה. Says, ah, what a חשבן. The midrash says, יעקב told back to עשיו, I loved you. I had אהבת ישראל. I had hope in you and I loved you. And therefore, all of the מצוות that you were מקיים, I had a part in. So therefore, it's considered that I'm not missing any מצווה. And therefore, it's like I'm not even missing these מצוות and I deserve to be in גן עדן. But you, on the other hand, you hated me. You don't have Ahavat Yisrael, and therefore, you're missing a lot of mitzvot, and you didn't take part in the mitzvot that I do, and therefore, your place isn't Geinam. Look what Ahavat Yisrael can do. Even when you're missing mitzvot, you can latch onto the rest, just like Arevut, is a din in Halacha, right? I'm able to be Motziyu. Even though I was already Yotzei, Midin Arevut, since we're all responsible for one another, right? Megillat Esther, Purim is coming up. I already read Megillah. Can I be motzi others with Mikra Megillah and the Brachot? Yes, absolutely. How many times? Infinite. Why? Because of Din Arevut. Because we're all Arevim Zebaze. So we see from here, we see from this Midrash, that not only is Arevut a halachic instrument, it's also a mitzvah instrument. You're zoche to mitzvot that you otherwise wouldn't have done just by being Ohev Ahavat Yisrael.
Why is Ahava the Mechayev? Why is it not like Arevut?
You want to show. You have Arevut as a halachic tool, but in order to be zuchet to somebody else's mitzvah, you got to love them. That's the way this works. We learn it from the Midrash. ומכאן יש ללמוד מוסר, שאדם שאוהב את חברו הטוב ממנו, על ידי האהבה הזו מקבל ממנו שפע רוחני. If you love another Jew, it's not, oh, I should be jealous. No, don't be jealous, because by loving him, you're getting his שפע. He is pouring down abundance on you by you loving him. והמצוות שקיים חברו עומדות לו לזכות בגן עדן. So that was exactly the dialogue between יעקב ועשיו, which is a big deal. Now, next paragraph, לא תשנא את I guess we'll find out, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it's borderline and you don't know until later. Yeah. Yeah. No, the klal is in yeshiva, by me, if it's not like immediately cottage cheesing, so it's still kasher. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like just there. So I guess we'll find out. Bezat Hashem. Tov. Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Batorah, yesh azharam miyuchedet shelo lisno adam Yisrael. There's a specific mitzvah in the Torah, not to hate a fellow Jew. Sheneemar lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Ve'afilu sheibalev. Even if you're not, you know, it doesn't come forth, it's just in the heart. Urgon shem kalkel oto beno levin atzmo. You hate him so much that you mess him up. Nobody else knows, but you do something to trip him up. That even in private, that nobody else knows about, yisur. Ve'ose ken, over alav min ha-Torah. U'be'emet kashe lisno yehudi. Rak shelifamim, ha'u asa lo eze davar, lemorat rucho, ve'ko'es alav lefi sha'a, ve'ze mashu achir. He has something to be upset at another Jew. He did something to you. That's one thing. Okay, not saying that that's the best, but it's one thing. Aval lisno mamash, but to actually hate a fellow Jew, asur, that you can't. Even when the Gemara says, we saw in Parashat Mishpatim, ki tir'e chamor sona'acha rovetz tachat masa'o. Over there, the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimal, what do you mean, the chamor of your, of the person you hate? A person, it's asur to hate a fellow Jew. Rather, says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Mipnei averot shebiyado. We're talking about that you hate him because of the averot that he does. We see from here, you're not hating the person necessarily because of him. You're hating the averot that he does. And yet, what does the Torah say? Even though a person that has averot and you're allowed to hate his averot, the Torah says still to help him out. So we see a sin'ah, a real sin'ah, klape Yehudi, is asur. Ki tachlit mitzvat ahavat Yisrael, hi lavo le'akara shekol echad miYisrael utov yoter mimenu. You have to feel that every yid is better than you in some way. Some way. Some in Torah, some in Midot, some in Chesed, whatever it is, find that ma'ala that every Jew has over you. We love ourselves with all of our flaws, right? Everybody knows their own flaws, and we love ourselves pretty well. You know, we take care of ourselves, whatever. Certainly, you should love those that are better than you. So look for ways that fellow Jews are better than you. If I'm lesser than the other guy, and I hate him anyway, by means of logic, if we extend that, it's like I'm hating myself also. Because if I hate a guy who's greater than me in some way, then that means if I'm lesser than him, then I should be hating myself too. So it's kind of self-hatred. When you hate a fellow Jew, it's kind of a mechanism of self-hatred. Rezat Hashem will continue tomorrow. No problem.